Looking at Mark chapter 10, picking it up in verse 46. So if you're reading along with our July devotional guide, we are at Mark chapter 10. Your paragraph title might say, Jesus Heals Blind Bartimaeus. So starting in verse 46, and they came to Jericho. As they were leaving Jericho, his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting on the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and said, call him. They called the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up, he's calling you. And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, what do you want from me? Or what do you want me to do? And the blind man said, Rabbi, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. A couple of neat things I was just reading in one of our commentaries is this is going to be the last miracle in the book of Mark before Jesus' transition to death on a cross. And so you got this leader coming into this community, the Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And as Mark reads and writes, he wants us to see Jesus as the suffering servant. And so here you are watching a picture unfold. You have Jesus coming into the city. The crowd is going crazy, but he's constantly looking for people around for him to serve. I love the thought of the phrasing, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. I'm not sure where Bartimaeus learned this, but he has some special thought process, or this isn't just the Jesus, the healer. This is Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. So something's happening in his heart that this beggar recognizes that Jesus of Nazareth, the son of David, is coming to town. Also, I think something that's really interesting as you look at this paragraph, Jesus stopped and said, call him. Notice that Jesus doesn't automatically heal him. Jesus said to him, what do you want for me? Or what do you want from me? What do you want me to do for you? So questions asked, Jesus knew exactly what he wanted, but Jesus is going to give this individual the opportunity to ask a question. What do you want from me? Notice the next words, Rabbi. Now, if you read that as just a casual read, you'll miss the thought of his expression of his personal faith. This was the beggar who had twice called the son of David. Now he's going to give him a messianic title, Rabbi, demonstrating his personal faith. And I think if my research is right, you're only going to read this one other time in the New Testament, and that is when Mary calls him Rabbi. So it's very interesting if you look at some of the behind the scenes parts of this. There's some depth to this, of this beggar who used to be able to see, has been made aware that Jesus is coming, the son of David. He's going to call him by a messianic title, Rabbi. And then he's going to do something that we don't know exactly what's going to happen. And immediately he received his sight and he followed him on the way. Did he follow him just because he was the healer? Some people are thinking, well, he left his cloak a little bit before, you know, verse 49. So now he's like, okay, I'm all in this. I'm going to follow this Jesus. And so really kind of fun things to think about as you go about your Friday, as you get opportunity to wrestle with your Bible. I guess the question I would be asking you today, what are you asking of Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of David? If he would show up to you today, what would you ask him? So as you serve today, may we be aware of the people that are around us and thank the Lord for the opportunity that we have to serve today. Thank you, Jesus, for a new day, for life, for hope, for power in your name. So as we go about our day, may we rest in your strength. May we see the people that you see. And may our hearts be in tune with you as we walk with you. That we would follow you well this day. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.